So, first of all, I want to know, let you know that Rav Shalom said, and we're going to have to take care of that, and that it's not also to English program soldiers not allowed to have iPhones in Yeshivat Chutzot Chesed. Not allow iPhone in Yeshiva, even for English speakers. All of the permission that you have to hold internet, first of all, it's in your houses, not in the Yeshiva. And second, only for communication between you and your families that are abroad. Now Rav Shalom told me that. He's asking it, please, mamash, no more iPhones in the yeshiva. Came a lot of complaints.
Special
problem. You're going to solve it specially. There's nothing to talk about. In the yeshiva, it's not allowed to have iPhone or no kind of smartphone at all. No iPhone, no smartphone allowed in the yeshiva. Yeshua Goldstein.
No Rav is going to have these. I know Rabbanim who carry them. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Rabbanim who carry, I'm not counting on that.
Okay, and if a Rav tells me I have to carry it?
If a Rav is going to tell you you have to carry it,
okay.
So you can carry it.
Alright,
Bezrat Hashem, we are in Nikutei Moharan, Torah Lamed Aleph. We're going to learn a little bit more about that angel, about that Rav, Adomel Malach Hashem Tzvakot, Bezrat Hashem. And Rabbeinu is saying that the Rav, he's got those aspects. One aspect, that he looks like an angel. And the second aspect, that he looks like Malach Hashem Tzevakot. Like Hashem Tzevakot. Ve'azai, and then, Efshar la'nichnas ve'nitkarev elav, it creates that ability to the one that tried to enter to him, to get closer to him, lekatzetz b'nitiot al yedei b'chinot Malach. To uproot the plantings by the aspect of an angel means that the tzaddik have to show to the public, to the people, like that he is in a certain way far from Hashem, not close to Hashem, that he's not showing everything good, just like that he's got lackings, like he's in an aspect of an angel and not in an aspect of Hashem Tzvakot, like Hashem himself, totally pure. He have to show like that he is lower than his own level, because he have to leave for us the option of free choice that we're going to choose by ourselves. If Rav just going to cancel our free choice, of course there is no doubt, each and every one of us going to chase after Hashem. We're not going to have no questions about it. But now that you see that Rav is also eating and drinking and sleeping and on and on and on, so by that it wakes up a certain option for a doubt if Rav is holy or not. What, Rav is also spending 20 minutes in the bathroom? What's going on? You have doubts. Now you have doubts. But also Moshe Rabbeinu was going to the bathroom. Also Rabbi Nachman of Breslev was going to the bathroom. Human beings, they have to go to the bathroom. Rabbeinu said that even a man that is fasting for a week, a complete week, after that week, he needs to go to the bathroom. Still, he's going to the bathroom. So, even the fact that the man is very holy, he's got his physical limitations, migbalot, and this is a test for each and every one of us. If to fall after the advice of Yetzer Hara, that is saying that maybe Harav is not holding that high level of canceling himself totally to Hashem and he becomes to be like Hashem Amash, or that we just understand that he is also inside of a body. And the body has got his own lackings and problems and limitations. And the tzaddik himself is the neshama of the tzaddik and is pure. And we're not judging him according to his limitations of his body. Kemo acher, like acher, shekitzetz b'nitiot, that he uproot the plantings al yedei shera'a matat, by seeing that angel matat, shehu malach, that he is an angel, shu yoshev v'chulo, that he's sitting, and on. So the fact that he is sitting, it's a certain lacking. He saw it in, not in his greatness, not when he's standing, not when he's in his holiness. Shal yedei zeh, that by that, ta'a ve'amar shehu reshut bifnei atzmo. By that he mistaked and he said that he is an authority.
Hello?
by himself. He himself is an authority. When a man is canceling himself to Hashem Yitbarach, he doesn't have no authority for himself. He's just canceled and he becomes to be Hashem. But when a man is still having a certain being, so he doesn't have, he's not totally canceled to Hashem, and he's got a different authority. He can decide. Rav Shalom told me that once, that righteous people, they don't have free choice on the obligations of the Torah mitzvot, and all of the mitzvot. They don't have no authority, they don't have no free choice. They cancel themselves totally to Hashem Yitbarach, and they're not thinking at all about if to do it or not to do it. People are like us, we're still thinking, should I pray next? Should I do this? Should I do... Will I put tefillin Rabbeinu Tam today? I wouldn't put... For righteous people that cancel themselves to Hashem Yitbarach, it's not an option. On that, they don't have the free choice at all. On that, they cancel themselves totally. So, Chas v'Shalom Kanal. So, the tzaddik, the righteous man, he have to show a certain lackings to the public that they're going to have that ability to mistake, that they're going to choose by themselves. Kanal, like we learned. O likanes v'leitze b'shalom. Or that the man will choose to be like Rabbi Akiva, to enter and to go out with peace. Al yedei bechinot Hashem tzevakot, kemo Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva, to cancel himself to the spiritual side of Arav, to believe that Arav is righteous. And Adrabah, Rabbi Nathan said once that before that he came closer to Rabbeinu, so he asked himself, he had that question in his mind, how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was flesh and bone, was a human being? How can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was talking to Hashem, like an angel, so how can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was a human being? And he said, when I saw Rabbi Nachman Breslev, I realized how it can be. You can be an angel, mamash, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and also to be inside of a body. You're just rising your body all of the time to Avodat Hashem. It's written that it happened once, that the body of, that only one body in the history of the world came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want him to die. I don't want that man to die. Everybody, when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares that the neshama should go up, everybody, every neshama is very happy to do that, to leave the body, and the body is not holding the neshama. His Baruch Hashem is accepting judgment. But the body of Moshe Rabbeinu was screaming to Hashem Yitbarach, I don't want to. The neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu was screaming, I don't want to leave that body. All of the neshamot are very happy to fly away, but the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to leave the body of Moshe Rabbeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked her why. So she said, there is no way in the world that in the secret of Gilgulim that I'm going to find another body like that in a different lifetime. There is no chance like that. So Mama, she was asking to stay in the purified body of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki kol tzadik tzarich, because every righteous man should sheye lamdan b'Torah, should be a learner, to have wonderful abilities in limud Torah, v'chassid b'maasim tovim, and a chassid in good actions, good acts. Ki may no lamdan, because if he doesn't know how to learn, amru rabotenu zichronam livracha, so our rabbis in the generation of the Gemara, they said, v'lo am ha'aretz chassid, a man that is an am ha'aretz, he cannot be a chassid. There is no way that the man going to achieve the level of chassid, to be a chassid, really, to be a chassid, if he doesn't know, mamash, very perfect, all of the rules of the Torah, all of the halachot, all of the Torah, pshat, remez, rash, sod, Baruch Hashem. Yesterday I called the teacher of my son from school, and I asked him if I'm bothering him. So he told me, I'm in the middle of the Mefarshim on Talmud Yerushalmi. He's learning Talmud Yerushalmi. He's now in the middle of a certain perush on Talmud Yerushalmi. Oy, I said to myself, Baruch Hashem, very happy to hear that someone is learning. Baruch Hashem, sitting, learning, 8 p.m., learning Mefarshim on Talmud Yerushalmi. Baruch Hashem, made me happy. Baruch Hashem. ולמדן בלבד, בוודאי אינו כלום. And also a man that is just a learner, he is just a תלמיד חכם, he know how to learn all of the הלכות, but also he is not righteous. For sure, it's nothing. כי אפשר להיות למדן ורשע גמור, because you can be a learner and totally wicked man. You can be evil, 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 and to know all of Shas, all of Talmud, Bavli, Yerushalmi, all of the Poskim. There were a lot. There's probably also today a lot like those. Learning Mikra in the university, learning Gemara, history of cultures, of religious, I don't know what. And they become to be very bkiim. They know a lot, a lot, a lot of Gemarot, Halachot. It's science for them, and they're breaking all of the rules of the Torah Kedoshah. ולא זכה, and if the person haven't purified himself, נעשה לו סמוות, it can become for him to be like a poison. על כן, this is why, צריך שיהיה למדן וחסיד, the man have to be a learner and a חסיד. ושתי בחינות אלו, and those two aspects, הם בחינות מלאך השם צבקות. It's the aspects of מלאך, an angel, השם צבקות. כי משהו למדן בתורה, because the fact that he is a learner in the Torah, הוא בחינת מלאך, שהוא מתת. He's an aspect of an angel, that it's מתת. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ויומר אלוקים, it's written in the זוהר הקדוש, in תיקוני הזוהר, ויומר אלוקים, that השם said, יהי רקיע ויהי מבדיל בין מים למים. He created the sky and is going to separate between the higher water to the low water. Da matat. And the Zohar Kadosh is saying that rakia, that sky, it's matat. It's that angel. That angel matat, he is separating between the water that above to the water that out here. Shu bechinot mishna, that it's the aspect of mishna. המבדיל ומפריש, that is separating and defining בין מים דחיין ובין מים מסעבין, between pure water, water of life, and to water that are filthing, בין טמא לטהור, between something that is impure to a pure thing, between something that is אסור ומותר to something that's allowed and not allowed. The Mishnayot, we can see in the Mishnayot what is allowed, what's not allowed. The Mishnayot are telling us which men going to be contaminated, which men will not going to be contaminated. It's all written in the Mishnayot. So all of the Mishnah itself, this is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to separate between the pure and the impure, between the water that are pure to the water that are impure. This is that sky. This is that sky that is separating. This is Malach Matat. This is that angel. Shalom Aleichem, welcome. We speak English in this class. You can enter, please. Thank you. You want us to speak French? It's going to take a while. But you can wait. So this is that angel Matat. וצריך להידמות לקונו, but a man should look like his rabbi, like the one that bought him, like the rav, like Hashem. להיות חסיד במעשים טובים, to be חסיד in good actions. וזה בחינות השם צבקות, and those are the aspects of השם צבקות. It's not enough to be a learner, even if you're going to know all of the rules, it's not enough. A man should be become like his rabbi. His rabbi, it's Hashem Tzvakot. This is the source of all purity. אך מי שטועה וסובר, but the ones that mistaked and assumed, שבחינות למדן לבד, that the aspects of learner alone, הוא העיקר, this is the main thing, הוא בחינות, so that man is in the aspects of אחר, שקיצץ בנטיעות. אוי ווי, he's in aspect of אחר, שקיצץ בנטיעות. That man that thinks that limud, toire, 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 this is the main thing in life. It's an aspect of acher, shekitzetz bintiot, that he was uprooting the plantings. Al yedei shesavar, by that he assumed, shemalach matat beatzmo, that he assumed that angel matat, that this is the mishnayot, this is the learner, like that we talked. Beatzmo hu reshut, he is an authority. Chas v'shalom. He's not an authority. You're not allowed to learn Torah when you're forgetting Hashem Yitbarach while you're learning Torah. If the limud HaTorah is going to separate you from Hashem Yitbarach, so what are you doing in that limud? All of the limud supposed to bring you to play music, to... I read once there was a chassid that was one of the righteous people. He said that people that have senses, sensitivity to music, that they can, that know something in music, they have sensitivity in chassidut. They can tell something about chassidut. If you cannot understand music, so also in chassidut you're not so. Hasidim are singing to Hashem Yitbarach. They're always happy. So, ach be'emet, but really, matat be'atzmo, the angel matat himself, bli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't no clue, he is nothing, ve'en lo shum reshut, and he doesn't have no authority. Kach HaTorah, also like that, the Torah, be'lo ma'asim tovim ain't klum, without good actions, it's nothing. Adrabah, even more so, lo zacha, haven't purified himself and still learns Torah, naset lo samavet, become to be poison, killing him from inside, mamash. And the most horrible thing that can be is also that you're going to do horrible chilul Hashem, because you're going to ruin his wife, you're going to ruin his children, you're going to ruin everyone around him that looks at him, and they're supposed to be to see a Talmid Chacham, and they see someone that is just angry and furious and makpid all of the time, and he doesn't let no one live, no one to be happy. So they don't want to get closer to the Torah Kedoshah because of him. Because that he's learning Torah, they don't want to learn Torah. Like him, they will not gonna be. There are a lot of children like that, that they cannot learn Torah, they cannot pray in Bet Knesset. Why? Because to be like their fathers, they cannot. They will never gonna be like him. No. It's horrible. So, ומחמת שני הבחינות אלו, and because of those two aspects, שצריך להיות לצדיק, that the righteous man have to have, למדן וחסיד, a learner and righteous and חסיד, והם בחינת מלאך השם צבקות, and it's the aspect of מלאך, an angel and השם צבקות, על ידי זה, because of that, נמצא בהצדיק, you can find in the righteous man, שני כוחות שיש לתורה, those two powers that the Torah have, שם חיים ושם מוות, cure, medicine, and poison, and ממש very dangerous poison. ואפשר להמתקרב אליו, and the one that gets closer to him can find, למצוא בו דבר, he can find in that righteous man something, שיקצץ בנטיעות, that he's going to uproot because of him. He was 1 month in yeshiva at Breslev, and this is it. He doesn't want to be about Tshuva anymore. He's throwing the kippa, and he doesn't want to hear about Judaism because he was close to the righteous man. Really, because that he saw him, he saw people being answered by him, he saw him talking to people. Mamash, he'd been burned by the tzaddik. או להיכנס ולצאת בשלום, or to be able to enter and to go out with peace. For that, this is why we need to be so happy, so happy and thrilled from that wonderful gift that we received from Hashem Yitbarach, to be far away from God. Not to have the ability to enter every time, not to solve all of our questions with the Rav every time, and Adrabah, that distance, this is the thing that gives us those vessels to contain the light of a Rav. If you would meet a Rav, I saw in the years that I'm here in the yeshiva, all of them, one after the other, all of the biggest helpers of a Rav Shalom, the one that drove him all of the time, the one that was sitting chavruta with him all of the time, the ones that brought a lot of money to the yeshiva, the ones that made the biggest things of them all, they are the first one that left. They crashed, all of them, one after the other.
What happened?
They went away, they disappeared. They're not sitting, not learning Torah. The ones that built the yeshiva mamash were closest ones to Rav Shalom. They're not here anymore. None of them left. None of them left. The one that like to make barbecue, they're still here. They are the ones that survive. Yes, the one that like Shalom Bayit, so they're listening to Rav, they understand Rav is right, they like Shalom Bayit, they enjoy spending time in the house. They enjoy, they like it. They don't want to be now like a Rav. No, a Rav went to Hebron. Everyone jumping into the car, driving to Hebron. No, a Rav now went to Yosef HaTzadik in Shechem. Oh, 50 cars running to Shechem. Shechem, Yosef HaTzadik. You don't have the abilities of a Rav. Your wife doesn't have the ability of the Rebbetzin. Your kids doesn't have the abilities of his children. You're not there. And in that way, you're not going to get there. You're not going to make it also. You need to build things slowly, slowly. One brick after the other. One stone after the other. One step after the other. If yet now you want to achieve everything, in the end you will not going to have nothing. And we need to appreciate that distance that we have from Hashem. And to know from Hashem, from Arav, from the Torah, from Rabbeinu, from everything that is holy. We need to be very thankful to understand that this is how that we're building vessels really to contain the light. If you're just going to feel the light, you don't know if you're holding it or it's not belong to you. Like that Korach mistake. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, look, all of the public, everyone, all of the Edah, Kulam Kedoshim, everyone are holy. You're right. Everyone were holy. He wasn't lying. Just he forgot that they were holy because of Moshe. And they don't have vessels to contain it. Moshe is holding the Kedusha for all of them. This is why you're holy. Because you're in the Yeshiva. You think that if you're going to leave the Yeshiva, you're going to stay holy? I hope. I hope for you. I hope for your wife. I hope for your children. But you don't have no guarantee on that. And Adraba, you have a lot of conversations that Rav gave the people, and reality that you can see also. People lost mm-hmm. their beards, lost their peot, lost their kippot, filin. Who is talking about shayit bodedut? This is something that you lose very fast. Very fast. Rabbeinu is saying, if you're walking in a certain place in the street, in the market, and suddenly you come to a point that you have Hirurei Tshuva, Tos of Tshuva in that place, don't move. Keep on standing in that spot, because maybe there is something in that place that it's making you to do Tshuva. So don't move. If you're going to walk away, you will not going to have those Hirurei Tshuva anymore. This is that yeshiva. You enter to that yeshiva, suddenly your eyes been opened, you're doing Tshuva, you're awake. You're doing tshuva all of the time. You want to go to the field again and again and to do hafatzah. You have such an amazing will to distribute, to give that light, to share it with others. Who is promising you that if you're going to go out from that yeshiva, you're going to still have that will? We're still stuck in this nature, so it's going to take you 3 months to go down. You're still contained, but you don't realize that Arav is pouring more water and water into your barrel, but you have holes in your barrel. If you're going to keep on pouring water into your barrel, so you're never going to fill those holes. You're always going to feel full. But if no, and you're going, so this is it. It's going to take 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. This is it. You're calling to Moshe Kalo. Moshe, can I meet Arav? What's going on, Moshe? I need to talk to Arav. My wife, 3 months, she's at her parents. I don't know what to do, Arav. It's happening. It's happening. Those horrible things are happening. No one have no guarantee. It's all kindness of Hashem Yitbarach that your wife bears you, that your children are not rebuking you, that your family still supports you. You don't know. You have Siyata Dishmaya. There is someone that is standing and praying on you. How many times I saw it in my life that I was doing long in Bodhidiyot on things and I wasn't achieving nothing. I was praying and nothing would happen. And I came to Arav and Arav looked at me and I told him, Arav, I'm praying. And then he prayed on it for one moment, not a minute even. Mamash. And he said, this is it. For now it's going to finish. And you go out and you're humiliated, and it's good because you realize that there is a righteous man, and you realize that you don't have the ability to convince Hashem to forgive you, but Arav can tell Hashem, forgive him, and Hashem is listening to him because he bought that status, he bought that level, he achieved, he sacrificed a lot more than I sacrificed. This is why he's holding that level, and each and every one of us should know. If you have someone that is giving you something, no, I want to achieve it myself. Why? He's giving it to you. The important thing is that you're going to hand it to you, that you're going to hand it, that you're going to take it. This is what that's important to you. Why won't you just be happy that you have it? You have it. You have Shalom Bayit. You have the way to have Shalom Bayit. No, you need to make your Shalom Bayit, that it will not going to come through Harav. Why? Rav is bothering you so much that he's giving you Shalom Bayit, that he gives you Parnasah, that he gives you wisdom, let you learn Torah, let you do it. It's bothering you that he's doing. This is Yetzer Hara that wants the man to separate himself from the one that influenced on him, from the one that gives him everything, And in the end, he's going to dry out. He's going to finish. He's going to fall down. But the man doesn't understand that. And he listens to the Yetzer. He listens. Why? Because Mayim Gnuvim Im Taku. Water that are stolen, they're tastier. If you're sweeter, if you feel that you achieved it by yourself, you're stealing it. It's not yours. It's not yours. Now I know how to give shiurim. If I'm going to go now, I know. I don't, so to speak. I don't need to hear more lessons from a rav. I don't need to read even Garden of Emunah, Garden of Peace. I can give lessons for the rest of my life. I don't need nothing, so to speak. Chas v'shalom. Is it true? If I'm going to go one step, I'm going to lose everything. I know that. I don't have no doubt about it. Because I am receiving it all from a rav. This is why I need to mention that. For myself to remember, for you to know that everyone going to have it. It's like that. It's supposed to be. It's a chain. I'm receiving from him. You're receiving from me. You're going to go and hand it to your wives, to your children, to your families. This is how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. And this is the best way. This is wonderful. This is perfect. Why? Because Hashem made it to be like that. We cannot understand. Rav Shalom said, I am Marokai, and I am a Baal Tshuva, and I am a Breslever, and I have all of the lackings, and still Hashem chose me to bring all of this light to the world. Can you understand? Hashem said, all of the lackings we have. All of the lackings. Each and every one of us, Hashem is choosing you and giving you wisdom, amazing wisdom. And you cannot explain why. My brothers are better than me, my family, my friends are better than me. But still, Hashem chose me to do that, and He didn't choose them. Hashem brought you closer to Breslev. You hear such an amazing, wonderful conversations, and your friends are not. And you cannot put a finger on the reason why. This is Am Segula. Also, the Jewish people, you cannot understand why Hashem chose them and from another nation. You cannot know if you're going to slice them. They tried to do that, to see the difference. They sliced us, mamash, they chopped us to slices. And they couldn't find nothing. There is no difference. It's not the nose, it's not the skeleton, the skull. It's not. You cannot find. There is no difference. Cannot find it. It's a segula. Am segula. It's something spiritual that you have. It's something, Hashem saw that. Hashem saw, He chose that nation. Hashem chose you to bring you to be a Chassid Breslev to learn in the yeshiva. Rav Shalom said, in the world to come, we will not going to be able to understand how much, what the huge merit that we had that we were in Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed. Just that we were here. He said, there is a huge light, a pipe of light that comes down from Heichal Rabbeinu, from Heichal Agvanim HaMishtanim, from the place of Rabbeinu in heaven, that the light goes straight down to Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed. This is the place that the light of Rabbeinu going down to the world, and from here it's spreading. And he said, there are people that for them the name Rav Shalom Arush is the name of someone that is holding back the salvation of Am Yisrael. For them, Rav, he's a liar, he's this and that. And they're talking. He looks for honor, everyone are kissing his hands. Rabbeinu wasn't like that. Rabbeinu never lived in this horrible generation. This is why he wasn't like that. In this generation, you have to have a Breslev side. In this generation, you have to. He knows what you need to. The righteous man, he himself knows what you have to have. And not us. Not us to think with our defected brain. So many Pgama Brit, so many Avonot, so many bad eyesights. You cannot understand nothing by yourself. You have to have someone that's going to explain it to you. And then, you need to remember that it's not belong to you. And this is what it's written. If the rabbi looks like an angel of Hashem Tzevakot, means Hainu, Shulamdan Batorah, that he's also a learner in Torah, Ve'ovedet Hashem, and also he serves Hashem. Val Yedei Zehu Metzayer Otiyot HaTorah Letov, and by that he's creating, he's painting the letters of the Torah to a good, in a positive way. You hear a lot of times rabbis that teach Torah, and you cannot hear what they're talking. You cannot bear their Torah. They're talking and you're just afraid. People are coming to me a lot of times and telling me, I heard a shiur and I don't know what to do. And even in this yeshiva, you can learn from a book of Rav Shalom and to misinterpret it. Interpret it. Because you read, Rav Shalom said, you need to be holy. Pgama Brit is so horrible. It's not allowed to look at women. And you fall into sadness, to frustration. You don't know what to do with yourself. You need to understand that the one that taught you, he haven't taught you right. He had to teach you two things together. You need to understand the importance of that thing, and you need to learn how to find powers to hold on until you're going to get to that place, because it can take you 20 years, 30 years until you're going to be there. And if just he's telling you the importance of not to sin, of to be holy, to be kadosh, to be pure, and he doesn't give you the abilities, the power to keep it, to do that, to survive until then, so he just killed you faster. He killed you himself. He is a murderer, mamash, that killed you, that slaughtered you. That's why Rabbeinu is saying that it's a very dangerous thing to say Torah. Because you can say things, people doesn't have the vessels to contain it. You kill them. You kill them. Azai Torah yivakshu mipiu. So then, if you have a righteous man that is painting the letters of the Torah to good, in a positive way, so then you should ask for Torah from him. Then, if it's reviving you, if it makes you happy. Like that one of the Hasidim came to a Talmid of Rabbeinu and told him that his Admor, his Rabbi, revives the dead. So he told him, I need an Admor that's going to revive me. This is what that I need. Revive the dead, I'm very happy. He revived the dead, man. I'm happy, it's good, thank you very much. It's not for me. I need someone that's going to make me smile to my wife.
Yeah.
Someone that's going to give me powers to smile to my wife, to say good morning, to make sandwiches in the morning, and not to hate the world because I wasn't early enough in Minyan. Everyone with this situation. It's so hard to live. It's hard enough to live. You need to have air supply. You need to talk to someone that's going to educate us on the basic things, on the foundations of Judaism, that it's Avodat HaMidot. To be kind, to smile, to care, to be sensitive, to love Am Israel, to remember that your wife, she's also Jewish, she's also part of Am Israel, she's not Korban HaTamid. All of you are laughing, it's not so good. So, because, and Rabbeinu is saying, Azai Torah yivakshu mipiu, so then, שאותיות התורה, the letters of the Torah, מבקשים לקבל נקודות ולהצטער מפיו. The Torah, she's asking to go out from his mouth, to come out from his mouth. The Torah is asking, begging from Hashem Yitbarach to go out from a worthy mouth, from a pure mouth. She's begging. So many liars took the Torah and they're giving drashot and torot and teaching and they're forcing the Torah to sound bad. They're forcing the Torah. They're making the Torah look evil. So the Torah feels horrible to come out from their mouth. So the Torah is begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go out, to come out from a worthy mouth, from a pure mouth. Someone that's going to paint those letters of the Torah in a positive way, to a good place. Hayinu al yedei shepiv yedaber ha'ishtokekut. By that his mouth going to talk, his will, his desire. V'kisufin dekdosha shelo, his holy will. Al yedei zeh, by that nigmarin v'yotzin ha'nefashot. He is creating spirits. He is creating souls. This is why so many people are coming to this yeshiva, Ba'alei Tshuva. People came to Kotel HaMa'aravi with their luggage, with their suitcase. Came to Eretz Yisrael with their suitcase. To Kotel HaMa'aravi, over there they met an avrei from the yeshiva. I told them, come, we have dorms, we have place, there is food, there is Shiurei Torah. Alright, he doesn't know. He didn't know who brought him, who dragged him to Eretz Yisrael. He finds himself in the Kotel HaMa'aravi. People walk just outside, they ask for fire. I told you that story, one of the Avrechim. He came to the yeshiva just to ask for fire. He wanted to smoke a cigarette. He came, he asked an Avrech if he's got fire. He gave him fire, told him, come, let me show you a real fire. Brought him in the shul of Rav Shalom Arush. Rav Shalom is fire, Shalom Arush, it's ash. Let us fire. Brought him into a shul. And he's married now, he's got children learning the Talmud Torah in the yeshiva. For everything you can receive, and Hashem is doing it for you. Why are you coming to that yeshiva and not to a different yeshiva? Me, myself, I was learning in a different yeshiva and I was learning perfectly. Mamash, I was so happy with the limud and I felt like I'm dying every day over there. And I could not explain it. I was learning from a perfect rabbi, Torah, Gemara over there. Amazing, genius. And I was learning over the halachot, Rambam, and I was so happy. And it was allowed for me also. I was the only one that had that permission in that yeshiva to sit and to learn Breslev. And I said, and I learned Likutei Moharan and everything. And I was receiving a lot of money over there. A lot more that I'm receiving here. A lot more that I'm receiving here. And I was dying over there. Why? Because the roots of my neshama wasn't there. They weren't there. So if they weren't there, so I cannot be happy. My wife, I heard her once that she said to her sister in a conversation, she told her that all of the time that I was looking for myself in other yeshivot, she, my wife, she couldn't stand that process of tshuva. It was horrible for her. I was in Bez, I was in Esha Torah, I was in that yeshiva, in the Sfaradi yeshiva. I was in few places. She felt like that she's dying, like I'm ruining their life, our life. And she said, in the moment that he went into Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed, I don't know why, she haven't even heard Harav Shalom yet. She said, I don't know why, but I felt like he came to the right place and I accepted that process of tshuva. It was okay for me that he's going to be an Avrech. Suddenly it became to be okay for her. Why? Because it's a spiritual thing that she could feel. I couldn't feel that. I wanted to, I didn't know even what I was looking for, but she felt. And by that, so this is what I said about Yotzei Nefeshot, the spirits, the souls comes out, means all of the Baalei Teshuva, they're coming not because they want to, that you choose right, you made it, right decision. No, you're connected. This is why you're here, because the source of your neshama is illuminating from here. The water of your neshama are coming out, appearing from here. This is why you came here, because here, this is your source. This is why you made Teshuva, because of the Yeshiva, because of Arab. And they've been painted and become to be a good vessel to receive good. Because by the vowels, vowels, those the intentions of that righteous man, that he's saying the letters of the Torah in a positive way. By that he's combining the letters, making all of those matings, holy matings, the shiduchim, the zivugim. By that we are all, Baruch Hashem, happy to learn Torah. Thank you very much.